Greetings, Creakers. Well, it will be September when you read this, still summer on the calendar but with a nostalgic, bittersweet feel as we shift into back to school, back to work and routines and schedules. It feels like a kind of winding down. I can feel a shift in the air as I listen to the welcome sound of raindrops on the skylights, and I am conflicted by feelings of desperation for the rain we need and a reluctance to say goodbye to late afternoon swims and beach dinners. Then I remember the fires and get a perspective. Bring on the rain. Speaking of fire, there was one last week near the cemetery, caused by a smoldering cigarette butt. Fortunately, a passing firefighter and motorist put it out, but it serves as a scary reminder of the potential we are living with. A reader wrote to me relating an incident when she approached someone about their cigarette butts and was told to mind her own business. I have been told that my suggestion that people carry a container for safe disposal of their butts is stupid, and that maybe I should stop lightning strikes. Wish I had those powers. People need only read the news of evacuations and alerts all over the province to understand the reality of this situation. Last week's paper addressed the issue of evacuation alerts and orders, and we are all encouraged to be prepared. Those of us who think we would know what to pack might take a lesson from an evacuated friend who found herself with a bag containing, among other useless items, her housecoat and some favorite CDs. Your brain really does stop working. I know mine would, so I have made a prioritized list of important things to take. My partner made one too, but it has different things on it, so I guess we have to work that out. Seriously though, there are a lot of online resources to help and we should all do it. I said I would publish a list of household water conservation ideas that you, my readers, would send to me. However, only two people responded, and this tells me to let this idea go. Either you are already taking obvious measures and don't need reminding, or you have given up. I hope it's the former. So no list, but I do have some suggestions. The main one is to go to infrastructure at scrd.ca and sign up for a monthly water usage notification. You will get a monthly notification and graph showing your average daily water consumption compared with the same month in the previous year, and you can compare your consumption with SCRD averages. These are motivating statistics. Also, you can go to scrd.ca/water to find information on water-wise gardening. If you are disappointed that I didn't give you a list, Google can help you. So it's Labor Day weekend and lots of things are winding down. One of those is Slow Sunday, that will be finishing their season of music at the gazebo with Spin Drift Street and Blue Sky Motel, two groups that focus on beautiful harmonies. They will be followed by some guest singers, including Antonia Robertson and Maria Kotyza from the Czech Republic, and then things will finish with everyone on stage for a big sing-along. Heads up! September 12, 7 p.m. at the hall, is the annual general meeting for the Roberts Creek Community Association. In addition to the president's report, there will be nominations and elections for board directors. For those who don't know, the board runs and maintains the hall and organizes some key Creek events. Directors are needed. Take it from me, this is an interesting dynamic group of people to work with. It is a low-stress commitment and a great way to be involved in our community, so please consider joining. While summer things are winding down, fall ones are starting up. Please contact me with information about classes or your group's activities so that I can promote them for you. Write to me. MountsyYvonne@gmail.com.